Today is Thursday, September 15th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I just got off the phone with a restaurant, so I think I said this already, but we're throwing a party at a restaurant for my birthday, Mark's birthday, his citizenship, his promotion. I feel like there was something else, but at least those four things. I feel like there was one other thing, but I can't remember what it was. And, citizenship, promotion. No, I guess it was four. Citizenship, promotion, birthday, and my birthday. I only have one thing that we're celebrating for me. And we picked a restaurant by process of elimination because the restaurant I really wanted to go to, they never called. I called them four times and I spoke to a different person every time. One time I got a voicemail, and when you have a large group, because we have 26 people that are doing this dinner. And when you have a large group like that, this restaurant had a banquet and a special events coordinator. And I had to talk to her, I don't even know her name, but I had to talk to her. I left her a voicemail. I left her a message with one person. I left her a message with another person. I left her a message with another person. They ensured me she was going to call me back yesterday or today at the latest. No call, no voicemail on my phone, no nothing. We tried another Italian place in town, and they're not open on Mondays, and we're doing the dinner on a Monday, so we couldn't do that. Actually, one of my favorite Italian restaurants in this area, but they're not open on Mondays. And then we tried another Mexican restaurant, and they do not do reservations at all. No matter how large your group is, no reservation. So we can't do that because we've got 26 people that want to be at least seated near each other. So bottom line is we picked it's the most expensive of our options, but they have availability. They're open on Monday. It's completely organized. They were nice. They answered the phone every time I called them. They emailed us a menu. So you basically say, oh, I'm going to choose this for appetizer. And then here's the choice of salad. And here's three options of entree. And here's two or three options of dessert. Right. And then they print out a special menu just for your event. And your guests get the menu and they select off of that menu. So it's not like a buffet where they have to eat a certain thing. You could select like one steak, one chicken, one pasta or something, or, you know, one fish. And then you could choose a couple of different desserts and whatever. So all we have to do is pick out the options that we want, send an email over to Brenda. She's going to print. We can even give her a special header like Boyfi celebration with Arkansas friends or something. And they'll do a header. I mean, I know they're just like she's going in Corel Draw or something or Word and typing this up. But they'll print it out, have special menus for us. And then we'll have dinner on Monday evening. So Monday is when Mark becomes a citizen officially of the United States. And we're going to have a dinner that evening. I do not have a gift for him. I'm just thinking. I'm going to do a birthday gift and a citizenship gift and like all this probably together. So, I don't know. I know what I'm getting him for his birthday. So I don't know if I should give that to him early and just say, this is your citizenship gift and your birthday gift. I'm not really sure. I'm still thinking about that. I've got to decide soon though, because time is ticking away. Regardless, that's what I've been doing. Well, work was really busy today, so I did not do that until 5 o'clock. So I got off the call, you know, the work call that I had from 4 to 5 or whatever. And I shut down, you know, changed over to non-working mode and called them, and that's it. So other than that, I need to. So we're going on this cruise with Daniel and Zach, and I guess I'm going to ask Daniel about this on tomorrow night, because I assume we're doing Mixed Minus tomorrow night. So I guess I'm going to ask Daniel about this tomorrow night. But we need to make sure that we're doing the same excursions and that we're doing the same dinners, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And Mark and I haven't done any of that. And I know that Daniel said, oh, you need to contact my travel agent and make sure he can link, make sure we're eating together, you know, and stuff like that. And, you know, fix all of that for us. So maybe that would solve everything, at least from the eating perspective. Maybe the travel agent can look at the specialty restaurants they've booked or whatever, and, you know, all that, and kind of link us, put us all on the same thing. I don't know. We've got to look into that, because that's in November. And I guess we've got a couple of months, but we need to start looking at that. So other than that, last night I did not want to cook. So we went to Freddy's Steak Burgers, and we got a couple of burgers and some fries, and I got a shake, and we walked. So we did walk. I haven't been using the workout equipment. I know this is what people do. They buy workout equipment and then they don't use it. But I've really fallen off the wagon of diet and exercise totally. And so I will get back to using it. But Mark also fell off the wagon, so he's not using his Peloton. And I feel like if he was going in and using his Peloton, that I would be guilted into going in and using my elliptical machine. But I'm going to. I mean, that room is our gym. I'm going to use it again. But for now, we walked. So we did 4 laps around the park. And we played a little Pokemon while we were doing that. And then we went and picked up our food and came back. And we were watching a new show on Netflix called Partner Track. It's really more of a CW kind of chick flick kind of show, which normally are not really my thing, like Pretty Little Liars or I don't know. I'm trying to think of another one that's kind of, there are other ones that are in that category that I can't, now I'm not remembering, but and Mark loves those kind of shows. But I'm not generally into them for whatever reason. I like sci-fi. I like action. I like legal stuff. I like drama. But I don't really like, we're in love and, you know, whatever. But I don't hate it. I mean, I'll watch it, but it's not my thing. So it's a legal show, but it really focuses on pretty people in relationships a lot and cheating on someone and, like, you know, I'm really in love with this other person, but I'm in a relationship with this one. But they throw in just enough legal stuff, because any show that's about lawyers or judges or any of that kind of stuff, I'm fascinated. So I used to love Boston Legal. I loved, you know, Ally McBeal back in the day. Private Practice. No, Private Practice is medical. The Practice. I think it's called The Practice. But anyway. The Good Fight, the one with Juliana Margulies that I can't remember the name of it now. The Good Wife. All of them. Judging Amy was another one back in the day. She was a judge. The newer one that I can't remember the name of either. Gosh, I'm just horrible. But anyway, bottom line, I love legal shows. So we're watching this. You know, it's pretty good. I could do without some of the kissy kissy, I'm cheating on someone, you know, whatever, on the conference room table. But again, there's enough legal stuff that they're keeping me interested. So we're watching that. We watched some of that while we ate our dinner. And that was pretty much it. That was pretty much all we did this weekend. I don't know what we're going to do this weekend. There is a Pokemon event this weekend and I need to see my parents. So I don't know if we're going to do like a dinner or game day, or I'm just going to drive over there and see them for a couple of hours, but I need to do that. And Yeah, that's about it. I think we're going to go walk after I record, so at least I'll get that exercise. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.